got a flag.
You know, at first I didn't really give a shit about Gaza, but now that you guys are blocking traffic, now that you guys are fucking up people's flights over here and blocking this airport and blocking this bridge, this is my hometown over here. I'm in San Francisco and I've got these dipshits over here blocking my Golden Gate. I paid for that bridge. Why are these fucking people blocking this? And why are the police protecting these people? You know why the police are protecting these people? Because eventually, somebody who's not from San Francisco is going to get out of their car and toss one of these limp bitches the fuck off this bridge. That's why the police are there. Right? The police should be arresting all of these fucking terrorists, right? If you were blocking the bridge because you didn't want to get jabbed up with an experimental concoction pushed by Elmo and motherfucking Bill Gates, you'd get your bank account frozen. You'd be on an FBI watch list. So this is a slightly different standard over here, an unequal application of the law. Of course it is, because these fucking terrorists over here are protected. This is a CIA color revolution front. That's the only thing that can explain what's happening here. The cops are feeding these fucking people. They're bringing them water. They're bringing them vegan snack bars and letting them stop a fucking bridge from moving. And an airport. Here you got all of these people getting out of their car because the airport roadway has been blocked. And the police, surprise again, are protecting these fucking people. People are getting out of their cars and they're laughing. They love this. Lols. All these white people, by the way. None of these people are Palestinians. None of these people. There's one Arab here that they give the megaphone to. The rest are a bunch of these fucking white skinny jean wearing vegans. These are all lefty scumbag fucking terrorists, and they're blocking critical infrastructure for shit that's happening 6,000 miles away. Has nothing to do with our country, has nothing to do with us, no involvement, but they're allowed to do it because we are in, again, a color revolution, and these fucking lefties, they'll block the road over here for whatever the NPCs are told to block the road for. Now it's the Gaza. So it's Ukraine, it's Gaza, it's black people, it's gay people. They'll find some fucking endangered tree slug, they'll block the road for it, and it's all allowed, it's all protected. The agitation's half the fucking point, by the way, to make these people the fuck. Again, the whole point of allowing them to do this is to get one of these fucking people, this is not my point to do this, by the way. I'm just trying to explain how this works. When the local authorities, when you got local police, when you got the city council, they won't change the fucking laws. None of these people will be held to council. When you got a protected entity that's allowed to do this. So you're not allowed to do this, right? If you block a bridge for Trump, if you block a bridge because you don't want to be poisoned, if you block a bridge over taxes and tax theft, if you block a bridge for anything that upsets the establishment, they'll ruin your fucking life. Now, if you are allowed to do it, then the establishment's allowing to do it, and the establishment's allowing to do it for a reason. They want these people to be the victims. They want somebody to mow them down. They want somebody to throw these fuckers off the bridge. They want the violence so then they can run out and go, oh, my God, look at this. Look at these conservative terrorists. They killed these poor people who were merely protesting. You're blocking a bridge, and you're blocking roadways. You're blocking airports. You keep doing shit. And, again, it'd be one thing if you were just blocking shit like this and then the cops rolled up, smashed your stupid fucking faces in while throwing you into paddy wagons and arrested you. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, you dumb idiots, you know, you're just out there, you know, you're naive, bleeding heart fucking liberals and you're just fucking stupid. But no. The bigger issue I have here is the fucking police are over protecting these fucking people. The police are protecting the criminals. In all of these instances, it's the police in San Francisco, it's the police in Chicago, it's a unified front of law and order aiding and abetting criminals because the city councils, the mayors, the George Soros district cocksucker attorneys told them to do this. They've all been hijacked. These fucking idiots over here are worthless pricks, right? They're all fucking vegans who are allergic to shit like honey and milk, right? They ain't gonna last very long on this fucking planet. I ain't worried about them. I ain't worried about these fucking idiots over here. These are all mentally ill fucking goofballs. They're probably drug addicts. They're probably OD. If we wait a few weeks, half these fucking idiots will just end up killing themselves. Now, the bigger problem is that there is a unified, concerted effort by the authorities in these areas to ass-fuck law-abiding citizens and enable mentally ill lunatic criminals like this. That's the bigger threat. That's the bigger problem. That's what's happening over here. There you go. At first, I didn't care. I don't want to get involved. I don't care about Gaza. I don't care about the situation. I don't care about Israel. I don't care about God. I didn't want to get involved. Now I want Putin to fucking nuke Gaza. That's what I want now. I want Kim Jong-un to rise from the dead. Or Kim Jong-il. Everyone's dead. I want the North Korean leader to fire off all types of missiles into the fucking Gaza Strip. How about that? That's what you did over here. Congratulations. Nobody's on your fucking side, you fucking weirdos. Thanks so much for watching the View Support Channel. You're kept up to date with these fucking terrorists over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.